Some city and county offices don't close on President's Day. One of them would be the Bloomington Police Department. And every other Monday, we check in with our good friend, Captain Steve Kellums. Captain Kellums, happy Monday to you.
Well, thanks. Good morning, Glass. Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning.
We knew you'd be here. We knew you would. We'd be checking in.
I don't know. He's got so much to do. I'm surprised he was here just because of all the things on his plate.
He is. Busy time, but isn't it nice to have a forecast that goes along with it that makes things easier when we're not having to dig out? You're not having to do public safety in the sense of where intersections are closed because cars are sliding into each other or cars are running off the side of the street. Does that help your manpower, obviously?
Well, it always does. But, you know, a morning like this morning with the fog will also keep us a little bit busy as we try to keep the traffic slow and keep people from running into each other. But again, like you said, being Columbus Day, we're all working still. All your public safety is still working on all the holidays. We don't keep track of holidays very well. Usually our family is the one who calls us and says, hey, it's a holiday. Oh, yeah, that's right. I didn't realize that because it's just another Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday to me. So we're all in here and we're all working.
The likelihood is, I'm guessing, with the exception of maybe like New Year's or Christmas, those are the ones you'll maybe think about. But no, I can totally understand that.
Days that end in Y, that's right. They're all right around us. Captain Steve Kellums is our guest this morning with the Bloomington Police Department. And as Margaret mentioned, a very busy week, and it starts tonight. You have a meeting for the community where folks can get involved. Tell us what we're going to hear and where and what time is the show.
Well, all last year we worked on the 21st Century Policing Report. The President's Task Force on 21st Century Policing came out in 2015, and we started early on at the request of the mayor to start looking at that report and seeing how we did business. So we sat down internally and, you know, read through the report, discussed what we did and what we didn't do or what we wanted to add. And then we took that to the Board of Public Safety and provided them with that information as well so that they had a chance to review it and look at what we were doing. We came back and talked to all of our officers at the department. We showed it to them, representatives from each one of our shifts. We showed it to them, talked about some of their concerns and issues. And now we're ready to present it to the public. So after a year of working on that report, tonight's going to be our first meeting in that. We're going to meet tonight at the Bloomington Police Department starting at 6 o'clock. We're going to go over the 21st Century Policing Report and just give the citizens an opportunity to comment on it, an opportunity to ask questions about it and about some of the things we do. And that's the goal for tonight. We're going to do it again on the 1st. And the 3rd are going to be the dates for the community meetings. And I think that it's going to be a great opportunity for people to come down and just talk to us and see exactly what we're doing. It's going to be more structured than our coffee with a cop that we've got coming up this week. That's very informal. This one is designed as a much more formal process to sit down and discuss some of these issues with the community. And some of them are really, there's some things we've talked about all last year on this program, and there are probably some things that haven't come up. So I think it's going to be a good chance for people to come out and listen to what we have to say.
Is this a comparison of kind of what your numbers are to national numbers? What are we gonna see when you present this tonight?
Actually, that's a good question. So the report itself is broken down into 6 pillars, and each pillar has a number of action items that the task force identified as being their issues, problems that needed to be addressed, or best practices. Many of those were based on the federal government, what the federal government needs to do to support local law enforcement. But about 64 of them, I believe, were focused at the local government, what the local governments could do. So what we're going to do is we're going to look at those action items and then explain what we do to meet that. And whenever we went through the process, we met 60 of those 64 before we even knew that they had identified those. Those were things we did as normal course of business. And then there were a few others that we didn't meet. And I actually have to look at the specific ones, but some of them were like, yeah, that's a great idea. We're going to implement that. Things like a wellness committee. And then some of them were things that were like, you know what, that's just not really, doesn't really apply to us. We don't see how that's going to be useful in any way, and we're not interested in that one. So we really met, again, 60 of about 64 of those we already met, and that's what we're going to be talking about, those action items and then what we're doing to meet those.
So when you talk about this whole event, are people going to be able to see something written online? Is there some place they can go and look at this if they can't come to the meeting tonight?
Well, that's actually a great question. We are going to post this information probably on our website. I have to find that out today because I'd like to get it posted up this afternoon with a link where we could go and people could see that and look at it. The other thing is we are going to Facebook Live the event.
Oh, great. So if you can't make it over,
on
super.
Facebook, can't make it over, turn on our Facebook Live
wow.
And you can watch the event
really
there
nice.
On Facebook Live.
It's like, okay. Just like
all
a
right.
that, streaming
yeah,
service.
That'll be really helpful, I think, to a lot of people.
Do people need to have their sure. questions written down in a formal way? Do they need to bring those with them? Like you mentioned, it's going to be a little bit more formal than coffee with a cop. How are you going to do the Q&A for that?
We're probably just going to do it by a show of hands type Q&A. We're not expecting anything to be written down. And from a more formal standpoint, what I mean is we'll have we'll be presenting it from the front of our room and presenting it to the group and then letting the group ask questions as we come back. So much less of a roundtable gathering type discussion as
gotcha.
It's going to be more of a lecture type format.
So this 21st century policing report, I'm assuming from what Glass was saying earlier that this came kind of from the federal government and then you guys took a look at it and compared it to what you were doing. Isn't there times where you see stuff like this and you're like, well, either this is really like the lowest common denominator or you look at it and you say this is just dumb?
Yes, all of the above. a lot of it we were looking at and seeing things that we've been doing forever. And we thought, I can't believe that, you know, that other people aren't doing this. I'm really surprised this is in this report because it seems so common sense. And then there were other things that we read, and I cannot think of exactly what it was. I remember the feeling of reading one, and we all looked at each other and went, well, that's just stupid. And went on from there.
Well,
so,
stupid not to do, yeah.
Well, I mean, I just always think that oftentimes when you get this really top-down kind of information, especially from someone who's sitting in an office, you know, halfway across the country from you, they don't know what the problems you are dealing with in local your local law enforcement, they really don't.
Correct. Well, the good thing is this task force was put together had a number of really top minds in law enforcement on it. So they did have a really good base of knowledge to build from when they wrote this report. But that we absolutely see that there are times when some of the things they're discussing just doesn't apply to us and wouldn't apply to us. So, and those are some of the things. But a lot of their focus of that report was on what the federal government can do or the Department of Justice can do with regards to technology and training and standardization of those things across the country, which we've been way ahead of the curve on our training for a long time. So those are some of the things that didn't really apply to us or matter to us.
Yeah, just make sure that everybody's on the same page and complying, whether you have a department mm-hmm. of 10 guys or if you have 10,000 guys that makes total sense. Our guest this morning, Captain Steve Kellums from the Bloomington Police Department. That meeting on 21st century policing and the report will be tonight at 6:30 at the Bloomington Police Department on East 3rd Street, and you can stream it live on Facebook Live if you can't make it over. Perfect. And then you have two more meetings, as you mentioned, March 1st and 3rd. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Right. We're not going to change anything from those meetings, just giving the community as many opportunities as possible to come out and talk to us and see what we're doing.
Great, and we'll help remind everybody of that as we get closer to March 1st and 3rd
And that's all involving this 21st century policing, but there is another meeting coming up that we don't want to forget, and that is Coffee with the Cops coming up this Friday at 9 a.m.
Yes, and we're going to be down on the church on South Rogers. What is the name of that church?
Actually, it says
Facebook
Country
open.
Club here. It's
Southern Hills
yes.
Church of Christ. It's on the corner of Country
right
Club and Rockport. Okay. It's a huge lot, big parking lot. You can't miss it. There's plenty of room to get in there and get parked. I drive by it to take my kid to school every day, so I know exactly where all of that is.
And we really like that one because not only does it give us an opportunity, you know, to get out and talk to some of the churches, which have always been so supportive of us, and we're always appreciative of that, but it also gives us an opportunity to get out into the neighborhoods as well. So it's going to be a great, great opportunity for those people in that neighborhood to just walk on over and say hi to us.
And you've got some brand new, I don't want to say recruits, these are brand new officers that were sworn in late last week. Tell us who our new folks are.
So last Monday was their first start day, but they were sworn in on Friday at 3 p.m. by the mayor. Our three new officers. We've got Officer Matt Lucas, Officer Dakota Owen, and Officer Anna Lawrence. Really excited to have those three join the police department. They're going to be in training for the next couple of weeks, just administrative paperwork type training, and just doing some ride-alongs with our tenured officers. But on March 6th, they actually start the Indiana Law Enforcement Academy. So they'll go up to Plainfield, and they'll spend the next 16 weeks in Plainfield going through the Indiana Law Enforcement Academy. And then after graduation there, they come back to us again, and we'll spend 17 weeks in a field training program to make sure that they are completely ready to go before they go out on their own.
What does that bring the staff to now for the Bloomington Police Department?
These three hires bring us to 98. I have two open positions that I hope to hire on the 27th. As a matter of fact, there's no hoping about it. It's complete. I've got two new officers that are going to start on February 27th as well. And that will bring us to officially 100 officers, which is the number that we're allotted, the one that we've almost never been able to get to or don't stay there for very long. But we'll finally be the 100. Of course, of that 100, five of them will be off in a training program. We had two just graduate from the Indiana Law Enforcement Academy, and they're starting their 17-week field training program today.
So that actually brings
us down to 90. Where's my numbers? That brings us to 92.
93.
We have actually effective.
No math Mondays here at WGC.
Yeah.
We don't want to be doing that, especially here on this big holiday.
No, but I was just thinking, I don't think I realized that you had these folks sworn in before they went through training. I guess I always figured you did the opposite way.
Well, our training is outside of the academy. Our training is the on-the-job training. They do the job, so they make arrests. And to do that, you have to be sworn in and be a law enforcement officer. And so the field training portion of it requires that they're sworn in.
Well, I figured the field training part, but I guess I didn't realize you swore them in before they went off to this other training. I figured that some of them might not get
through
that.
You got to help out. You got to be able to put them.
If they don't make it, and we do have a few that don't make it through the program, whether for a variety of reasons that don't either make it through the police academy or don't make it through our field training program, they leave the department. But the swearing in is more of a formality for them to continue and do their jobs and meet all the requirements that we have.
Okay, I see. It was just something I had never thought about. And I think it's kind of an interesting thing for people to hear about this kind of stuff because I believe that a lot of times we have, assumptions in our head of how things follow through, and it's nice to understand what is going on and what isn't. So
and TV doesn't help. TV solves all of our crime in an hour, so you get a really kind of skewed view at the way, particularly something like law enforcement works, because it is so popular as a TV genre, that police procedural, that a lot of people feel like they know how police departments are supposed to work, but they have nothing to do with it.
I'll bet they come and tell you that all the time.
Yes. And, when we hire new people, we get a lot of brand new people that really their view of policing is CSI Miami. That's what they think policing is. And you really have to kind of bring them back to the real world to show them exactly what it is that we do and how we do our jobs every day.
Well, at least they're doing some advertising for you, so you gotta like that angle of it. Captain Steve Kellums is our guest this morning, and if people want a taste of it or a look-see at it, you have a teen academy that's coming up, and there's a way to get signed up for it.
Yes. First of all, you can just stop by the Bloomington Police Department and come into the front desk, and they'll give you an application. You can fill one out right there, or you can take it home and bring it back at a later date. This will be our third year for the Teen Academy, and we keep growing and learning a little more from each year. We've had so much fun in the past, and we're really looking forward to it. It's June 24th through the 28th again.
Yeah, summertime, so you're not missing school.
Summertime. Yeah, and we put it out right now so that people are planning for their kids for the summer. This is ages 13 to 17, so if you're trying to figure out what to do with that 13 or 14-year-old, you don't really want to leave them at home and you're not sure what camp works for them, bring them out to us. We'll have a lot of fun. They get to do so much, and we get to interact with them so much that at the end of the week, they're tired, they're exhausted, and many of them just say it's the most fun they've ever had, and we just have a wonderful time with that. And we're doing it again. You can get the applications at the police department, follow us if you have to, and you can't stop in, give us a call. We'll be able to probably send one to you electronically somewhere and make sure that you get a copy of it like that.
What's the deadline on those applications?
The deadline is going to be the first Friday in June, I believe. I don't have the schedule in front of me. But
all right, so if people
Friday
don't have
June.
Their
I'm
schedules.
Sorry, July.
Okay, so if people...
That'll give us
people don't have their the thing is, a lot of parents might not know what their schedules are going to be yet, and
right.
so they want to know how late, although you fill up pretty quickly too, so we don't want them to sit on this too long.
Yeah, don't wait too long, but you still have some time. And like I said, our deadline is July, the first week of July. That gives us enough time to get shirt sizes and shirts ordered, because with the Teen Academy, they get T-shirts and water bottles and things like that. So we have a lot of finalizing to do that last month of July. So we want those applications in before then.
And we've got plenty of time to help remind everybody of that as well.
For
and we'll
sure.
do that every other Monday as we get caught up with Captain Steve Kellums from the Bloomington Police Department. So you've got new hirees almost hitting that magic 100 number.
And they've had on their Facebook page some really beautiful pictures. Your canine unit, I don't know what your dog's name is, but oh my God, he's beautiful. He is one gorgeous dog. And boy, I'll tell you what, if you want to see one of the prettiest German Shepherds you've ever seen, take a look at this guy. He is gorgeous.
Yeah, Ike is wonderful. We really enjoy having him. And his handler, Will Keaton, those guys work hard, and we're just happy to have him.
And we're happy to have you on Monday mornings. We appreciate your time. We're going to let you get back to work. And again, just remind everybody of tonight, again, 6:30 at the Bloomington Police Department. The 21st Century Policing.
Mm-hmm. We'll have a good time, and we'll be able to talk about what we're doing.
Okay.
And that's the first of three of those. So if you can't make it tonight, Facebook Live. Give me the it's simple. Just go to Bloomington Police Department. Make sure you've got the great state of Indiana and friend away.
Yeah, and we'll pop right up there. Facebook Live will jump right to the top of your feed if you're friends of us, if you like us. So join, be friends, and follow along.
And obviously, we've got plenty of stuff happening at the city level with annexation and everything else. We've got a couple weeks. We'll get to that down the road a little bit.
All right. That sounds good.
You're busy enough this week. You don't need
any
more help.
Yeah, there is plenty more there. And check out the Facebook page, too.
Great stuff as always, Captain Kellums. We appreciate it. Happy President's Day, and we'll talk to you next in March. Can you believe that?
Yeah, it's going fast, isn't it?
It always does.
February's our quick month.
Especially when every day is in the 60s, but we're not complaining about that. Great job as always, my friend. We'll talk to you coming back in March.
All right. Bye-bye.
Have a wonderful week.
Thank you.